Now we'd like to introduce you to an up-and-coming singer who is using her voice to cross boundaries of language and culture. Jasmine Tierra is African-American. She grew up singing gospel music, but that's not where she's making her mark now. She has become a YouTube sensation by singing in Hmong. That's the language of an Asian ethnic group that traces its roots to regions of China, Vietnam, Laos, and Thailand. Here's Raise Your Head High from Jasmine Tierra's debut album, which is titled One Step at a Time. La chi bao, chi bao ga liu bing zi, ni ko bao ko tu ke. You never back down not once, you never gave up not once. You always kept your head held high, you kept it angled towards the sky. Jasmine Tierra, in fact, has been singing and writing songs in the Hmong language for years, winning fans and even competitions in Hmong music. She even performed at the first annual Hmong Music Awards, and she is with us now to tell us more. Jasmine Tierra, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
When you first heard the Hmong language, can you describe it for me?
It sounds like a melody. When they speak, they use different tonations for each word.
And how did you first get interested in the culture? I understand that you had moved around a lot when you were growing up, but that you settled, your family settled in the St. Paul area?
I attended Arlington High School in St. Paul, Minnesota, and the population was 57% Hmong. I befriended a girl named Pania Kong, and she's a really excellent singer as well. She's Hmong, and she gave me some of her albums, her Christian Hmong albums. At first, it started off with me just listening to the CDs, and then I would come back, and then she would start singing one of the songs, and then I would join in with my broken Hmong. And it just started off with just something fun to do.
How did you get the idea to actually try to master enough to sing at a Hmong music festival?
I've always had a lot of guts growing up. my friends, my Hmong friends, they told me that... they would let me know their opinions on how they thought I sounded when I sung Hmong songs. That's what took me to the competitions, was just hearing them say, hey, yeah, you know, you're pretty good. And I just wanted to test my own self. And I got on stage in front of thousands of Hmong families. Everyone was pretty shocked at the first Hmong New Year event that I performed for. I even saw people cry tears of joy.
Really? Wow. Well, let's hear a little bit more about what they were reacting to on your, and I'm going to get to the album in a minute, because you're performing now, you have a whole album of songs in Hmong and English. Are any of the songs on the album songs that you've sung in competition, or these are all songs that you wrote?
All songs that I wrote, none were sung at the competition.
Oh, okay. So let's just pick the title track then, One Step at a Time.
One step at a time. One step at a time. One step at a time.
What was the inspiration for this song, and why did you decide to make it the title track?
The inspiration was my grandmother. All of my life growing up, she would just say things to me. If she sees me trying to rush to a certain goal, she would just say, hey, you know, take it one step at a time. That's what I wrote this song off of, because it's true, you know. In every aspect of your life, you really do need to take it one step at a time. Whether you're trying to reach a goal, you're falling in love, you know, you have to first crawl before you walk.
Speaking of crawl before you walk, you then decided to make a whole album out of songs in Hmong and English. How did that idea come about?
You know, at first, I told myself I was only going to do one. And I don't know how it turned out to be 12. But it started off with me just challenging myself. This is something I never thought I would do. And why not just go ahead and take it all the way and see what happens?
Do you think there's something that people find particularly intriguing about the fact that you are African-American and singing in Hmong? as opposed to somebody else?
I believe so. I've even heard, because there are a lot of Caucasian Mormon Americans who speak Hmong in Minnesota. So, and I've heard the elder Hmong speak and say that it's, you know, it's different to see African American speak in their language, because they're used to seeing, you know, the Mormon American Caucasians speaking their language. But I mean, I'm not the only African American that speaks in Hmong there, but it's they find it more interesting.
Well, I was noticing that on the YouTube, on some of your YouTube videos, which are posted, both of your live performances and also videos attached to the in support of the album, for the most part, the comments are very positive, which is what she speaks Hmong better than I do, you know, or she speaks Hmong better than a lot of our kids do. She is to be congratulated. And people literally saying, I'm crying tears of joy. Now, why do you think it evokes that kind of like tears? I'm interested in that.
There is a little bit of controversy going on at the moment with them wanting their youth to speak in their language more. Because, you know, you come to America and you do tend to want, you know, to blend in, and you do kind of lose roots just a little bit naturally. And I feel as if they're happy to see someone want to embrace it and help them keep it enforced. And I believe that's where most of the appreciation comes from.
Well, let's hear another song, too, that there's another one about that whole question of mom and appreciating roots, for example, and it's called My Mother. See a lot of people crying at that song. I mean, I think that speaks to a lot of people's feelings about their mom, whether they're Hmong or not. I do wonder, though, does anybody ever give you the business and say, you know, who do you think you are singing this music? This is not yours.
I mean, I expected that. You know, I'm doing something different. Of course, everyone is not going to be with me 100%. And I look at this as an opportunity to maybe break down some racial walls. And I just love singing no matter what language it's in.
Oh, you know what? There's one other thing. You know, speaking of roots, you do have, what would be an album today without rap on it? And your sister, you've got another song which is called I'm Not Naive, which actually features your sister Amber rapping. I'll just throw that in there just so people can hear it, that you're covering many bases here.
Or get X'd, dismissed, who you thought I is? You've been peeping me while I've been peeping game. My intuition's telling me that you're a lame. That hate, baby, what up, shawty? It don't faze me, I walk right by you. All my curves, don't let them get you in trouble.
Jasmine, who you think I is? Come on. I'm sorry, if you could speak Hmong, could we not rap in standard English? I'm just saying.
We have to make it relatable, you know. You say it in that way, they know you mean business.
Oh, okay. Just thought I'd check. Do I have to check on your Hmong grammar, too?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we can find a Hmong teacher to check your grammar. So, well, thank you for this, and good luck to you. What's next for you?
More music.
Well, that's great. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We'll play. What should we play to go out on?
The first song I recorded for this album, which is Our Love is Forever.
Okay. Jasmine Tierra is a singer. She is a young African-American woman, pre-med student at the University of Houston, and she sings in Hmong. Her debut album, which is in both Hmong and English, is titled One Step at a Time. We're going to leave her on Our Love is Forever. She joined us from NPR member station KUHF in Houston, Texas. Jasmine, thank you.
Thank you.
I know that I have your love. God, our love is forever.
And that's our program for today. Tell Me More is produced by Bridget Armstrong, Freddie Boswell, Bridget Deshagas, Andrew Limbong, Emily Oxenschlager, Amitha Parasher, and Amy Ta. Remember to tell us more. Please go to npr.org and find us under the Programs tab. You can find our podcast there. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. The handle is at Tell Me More NPR. I'm Michelle Martin, and you've been listening to Tell Me More from NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Let's talk more tomorrow.